In the morning, give him Torah. In the evening, when you sit, give Torah. He said, give him Torah always for all things. For all things. Why? Because you have the testimony of the confidence that he will rafa, he will heal the meek, he will bind up the wounds. Come on, Israel. So that's why you give him Torah. You know he is able. So you just Torah, ya, Torah, ya, Torah. Hallelujah. You come into Yah's house in the morning, Israel. You make a joyful sound unto Yah. Quit coming like deadheads. Hallelujah. That's why I tell you, brothers, you must be strong. Your daughters of Zion, you must be strong. And your strength is in the submissiveness unto those that Yah has given charge. What are you talk out of your mouth and what things you say? That's a wickedness. And such a wickedness is vile. You know, the sister called me. She said, Pastor Roberts, I'm living with my sister. You know what I told her? She said, I was homeless. I was working. I had money. I had savings. And I've been duped out of it all because of her wicked, vile life. Just like we've been duped out of all. So she says, I'm living with my sister. You know what I told her? I said, first thing, you keep your mouth shut in your sister's house. Because you go there running your mouth, she's going to put you out. She says she wants me to get a job. But listen what she says. She said, there are no jobs. Can't find no jobs in Tampa. I said, Yah will grant unto you, my sister. You will get a job. I said, but I say it again. Keep your mouth shut in your sister's house. Don't try to tell her about Yah. Don't try to go in there correct nothing. Shut up. Shut your mouth. We're in Yah's house. This is Yah's house. So you shut your mouth. Here's the king. Said to the woman, be quiet. As Granny would say, she bees. And she will be quiet. She will not have that many complications with the sisters. She began to talk. She's going to have problems. She'll put her out. Y'all hear me? I hope the sister's listening. I told her, be quiet. Shut your mouth. But we got this attitude that we always think we must talk. Isn't that so? A fool is known by everything he says. You know when you got a fool because they like to talk. A wise man, the words are few and what they say is wise. Hallelujah. May Yah barak us all. I'm telling you all, Yisrael, out here in the world, the people are having tremendous agonies, whether you believe that or not. You understand? And that's why I'm talking to you sisters and your brothers. We get lazy around here, and I know we do that. You elderly sisters, you tell these young ones, you show them, and you instruct them. You get lazy, you get shiftless. Get off your lazy. I will say the other part. Get off of it. Come on. Get off of it. Hallelujah. We try to take advantage of every little scenario. Don't try to make no excuse and try to slither your way out of something. Hallelujah. Listen, brother, I'm not afraid to talk to any of you. I don't care who you are. I know lazy, but I hate lazy. But I don't like lazy folks because I'm not lazy. I may not be out here with the brothers at times. You know why I do things the way I do that? Can I say this and I'm going to close? I do things because I want the brothers. I don't like to micromanage. I want the brothers to run everything. I don't want to have to come out here. When I come out, if I see something, I say, now, I'll leave and see how long it's going to take. But when I see it taking long, then come on. I tell the brothers this. If you do, just the only thing you have to do, listen, watch me and see how I do things. You just watch me. You do it right every time. That's it. You will know I'm concerned about the grass. That pile of stuff been there for the longest. I'll get it, but no. See, I got it. It'd take me but 5 minutes to do it. Hallelujah. Nah. Don't walk past it 3 months. Get it done. So that's the way I am. I don't want to come out. I want the brothers to do it. I do, Yisrael. Or I will come out and work. But what I'm saying, I want the brothers. I want them. I want them to serve the tables like that. I do. They can handle everything around here. I have no problem with that. Period. Deacon Bennett had to walk with me, Brother Pat. Deacon Horn said, look, Pastor, let's this grass over here, let's fence it in. And brother, that's close. That's the way I'll respond. Is that right, Brother Allen? I'm not doing that, brother. How much is that going to cost? Well, it's going to cost $600. Man, We had a man come out here and look at some things for us. He said $11,000. We didn't have no $11,000. I said, I'm telling that man, I don't even. I said to the brother, I said, give me the bottom line. He wants to explain. I said, brother, answer my question. Give me the bottom line. $11,000. I said, go back, tell the man, no. They went back, the man's cut it even in half, less than that. I said, no. I don't even want to hear the rest of it. Just give me the bottom line. I said, I don't want to hear the rest of it. It's not going to work for us. So I don't want to hear that. All I want is the bottom line. Well, Pastor Robert, we go to get. I said, man, don't tell me that. Okay, what are you giving us? Tell me the bottom line. Well, we got, man, tell me the bottom line. Always going to ask, now I don't want to hear the rest of it. I don't even want to hear it. Because the bottom line doesn't even fit on our line. He comes back, one day smiling past, I found a place right in South Carolina, half of that. I say, call the man back that you went to business with and tell him what he'll do bottom line. He come back cheaper than the place he found out. He's smiling. Come on, Israel. I want to know what the bottom line is. Do I talk like that a lot, Brother Allen? Almost every time. I need this. Man, we don't have no money for that. We don't. But I know we need it, so we have to do it. Pastor, we need this. I said, man, we ain't got it. Doing all that. That's why I got digging home off to get some of these vehicles right. Off from work. But I still do it. So a brother said, Pastor, look, let's do this. That's all right. We were putting the fence up with that brother Pat. Well, you know, Brother Allen already spoke with Pastor. I think we need to put the thing in. We do this and that. So he said, oh, you're talking like Allen too, huh? Okay. All right, that's all right. I have no problem with that. Save some money. So the brother Allen, go up here and see my man up here. Tell him we need some wood. Well, I told you all, I went to see the man one day. We owed him money. I went and took him money. He said, well, you still owe me? I said, no, no problem. We'll pay you that. We're not going to argue with you. So when Brother James, I called him the other day. I had Digger Horn to call him to bring that offering. Well, I took the man $300. Well, I had, well, when I first met him, I gave him $20. I said, take your boy to dinner right here. And he has no teeth in his mouth. He's smiling. So when I went up the other day, you ought to show all the stuff he told us we can have free that he charged for. He said, I usually get $120 a roll for that. Why, you can have it all. Boom! I know what we pay for this stuff out here with Brother Dale off his job. That was, how much was that stuff, Brother Dale? $100 a roll? $100 a roll? That was discount. Whew. We can have it all. Yes, sir. You can have all that. You can have that. You can have all those 1x4s. Man, I wish you had those. When we put this fence up out here, we'd have made it even prettier. Hallelujah. So I have no problem with that. I want the brothers to run things. That's I want them to. But I want them to run every aspect of it. Clean, tidy. You got all mess around your house, clean that up. You notice I send the brothers every now and then, take it out. If they got a problem, come see me. Come on, Israel. I don't want to micromanage. If I do that, the brothers will never grow. They will never understand the gravity or the purpose of the whole thing. I said to the old man right here, I said, look, I want you to get a walkie-talkie. He dressed sharp. He go to his store all the time. You get a walkie-talkie. We call brothers. Them brothers back, get a walkie-talkie. This young man, I don't care what he's up. You can hear him. Come on, brothers, get walkie-talkies. Lay off the bubblegum, hubblegum, the fat back cake. Get a walkie-talkie. You tell me he's the only one back there where something goes off. He's up and out there rolling. Other than that, he was down there in the woods. He was coming. He said, I'll take care of it, Pastor. Come on. Yeah. But Charles, all the way on that other side, come on, brothers. All of you get a set him by your bed at night. Yeah. Protect Zion. Get off. Get off your lazy backside. Yeah. Lay down the bed. Shiftless thing. Yeah. I could kick the. And when that man came in here that night, I said, oh, Brother Dale, whoa! When I heard it, I was up. I said, man, I started to pull that pistol out and say, man, you come in here. You don't know why. I didn't want to do that, though. I said, we got guns around here, man. You get shot. Come on. What if Little Bethany had been walking up there the strength. Come on, brothers and come on, sister, come on, come on. Like them dogs have come on these ground. That's all right. I got something for them. That's all right. That's all right. We got two female things up there. They call dogs. They're gonna be right. We're gonna spread them out. And I got the fire for them this time. Don't worry about it. I'm not telling you because you run your mouth too much. I got them. But what if that pervert came in here and this little daughter? Come on. Come on, Yisrael. Man, you hear that alarm? Get up! Find out what it is. Get a stick if you're a coward. Get up. Hallelujah. Lay down in the bed. Oh, somebody, come on, you don't know what's, come on, brothers. That makes me angry now. Get a nice ex, all of you. Some mics. Some nice walkies. Put one by your bed every night. When it goes, you'll know. Come on. Got the same brothers. I don't care what it is. They up. If it's 3 in the morning, 1 in the morning, up. Come on, this brother got young as here. Come on, he don't want nobody creeping in over there. We know what has happened around here. We're going to stop that. We got that. See, we don't want to tell them because, oh, they done that down there. They done this down there. And they done that down there. Oh, John, you come here. They done that. Oh, Lisa. No. I don't want that. No. That's all right. We got them. Hallelujah. You don't let your right hand know what your left hand doing. That's our problem. See, that you that talk to the world out there. You better stop that damn wickedness. And you say things you ought not to say. Whether you I don't care if it's your wicked mama, your daddy, your daughter. Say, come on, it's wicked. Sister Queen's brother called me. I didn't ask him a thought. I said, how's it out there? What you call? I was asking him about what about this one. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care. I really don't. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. That's not my business what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. I really don't. I'm honest. I said, how is it out there? Does it rain out there? He said, yeah, he says rain. He says, shining today and it's raining the next minute. Cold out here. Costs a lot of money. We talked about 10 minutes. All right, boy. I said, I got to go now. You take care. All right. But as far as what about this one and that one? He did tell me the day Murata was so sick that he can't even talk. He's really said his brother, Timothy had went down to see his dad. I asked him, why did your daddy stay there? I said, what a fool he is. And that Jezebel Sanders, say them folks up there in that other place, they ain't right. That stupid bimbo, fruitcake head. I go down there and tear that whole house up. I tell you what, there was only one man. David Jackson was the third of man. He was only a man because there was a man there. When that big 250-pound man, I say, you see faces get red and they weren't going to touch me. None of them. Is this what we're going to do? And that's it. Period. Ain't no compromising in that. You the elder? You're pick me? Shut up, Baker. Shut up. That's what I said. You're not going to go with off your little diatribe. You're going to be quiet. Hallelujah. So, brother, we're set to protect the house. So we need dressing it right and cover down around the perimeter. Hallelujah. Your brother Charles, he's ready to roll. He rolled like a champion. All the way from that side. Him, brother Pat, they roll now. Come on, we need every brother on this side. Come on. I mean that. Don't lay up in bed. Someone has put. Come on, that's wicked. You know, brother James, they give me one of them walkie-talkies. I can hear you up there. Come on. Quarter of a mile away. Hallelujah. I ain't taking nothing back. Not one thing. We're set here to protect. We set for defense for Israel. Nobody coming around Sister Horn's house. Come on. Come on, Israel. Two daughters down there. Hear something cricket in the woods and they get kind of scared. We're going to take it. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Whoa! And the more you thought you heard something, who? You hear? I never forget. I must say this and I'm going to close. I remember when your sister Robin and I went camping. I said, we're going camping. And there was nobody in this big park but us. And, of course, I hear something out there rumbling. I'm scared, my heart. But I had to overcome that. I did. That's why I told us to go camping. I remember when we used to go camping, nobody in the big, brothers and sisters, nobody. One family that was, you don't know what's out there. But that night, we went camping. Had the little camp, no lock on there. They come on, somebody come in there. You know how your mind thinks all kinds of things. But I said, I got to overcome this sister. We're going camping. I think she had more nerves than I did. Huh? Probably because I'm there, but she's in my... And I hear this sound out there. And my heart just beating. I'm almost too afraid to look out. Look, I'm telling the truth. I don't lie to you. My heart just... Hand sweaty. You don't know which way to go. You don't know what's out there. Some crazy fool coming in on us. And I'm... You're afraid to shine the light out there because you don't know what's the deal. And I'm praying back then, just, oh, my. What else could I do? Didn't have no peace. Nothing. And I looked out there, and I finally got the nerves to get up and look out. Brother Josh, it was I'm not lying to you, it was a raccoon. He stood on, he was that high. Looked like he weighed 60 pounds. Couldn't get back to sleep on that one, though. But the next night, I was all right. That got me over that. So I'm ready now. I got it now. Let's roll. But I had to overcome that fear. So get up, brothers. Come on. We'll set the defense. Come on, let's stand up for Yah Barak Yo. You that listen to me, the shalom of Yah rest upon you. In all things, we barak you. For all things, Yah bless your people. And all those that have joined with us to listen tonight, we ask your blessing upon all Yisrael. We ask in the wonderful name of Yahshua, we pray. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.